And finally, Bristol Rugby are in the Premiership. Yeah. And joining us on the phone now, Bristol Rugby's owner, Mr. Stephen Lansdowne. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, we were in the bar last night together.
We were indeed.
I had my first billionaire selfie, which I've started that as a hashtag. Stephen, you must be absolutely delighted this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am the answer to everything else, yes. It was a great night last night, and what an occasion. I mean, the 16,000 fans were an absolutely tremendous atmosphere and great reaction afterwards. I wouldn't say the game of rugby was a classic one, but far from it, but the result was all important. And yes, as you said at the beginning of this piece, we're now in the Premiership.
Now, when you and Chris Boy first got your heads together and went, OK, look, you know, we need to do something here, because really Bristol Rugby had gone through some torrid times, as Chris will admit, it must be so satisfying now to see this as a result.
Yes, I mean, Chris and I, you know... The club was on the brink of going out of existence. I mean, it was seconds away in reality. We had some tough times to get over, and the first thing to do was to keep the club going. Second thing was to rebuild it, and it's been a gradual process, perhaps a little bit longer than we thought it might be. After a number of years to get up into the top flight where we've always wanted to get back to. It's very rewarding. I mean, it's very hard to put into words. You just feel very satisfied with everything, and just you want to shout it from the rooftops, really.
And you sort of took over when we went down last time, and it has been exactly 7 years. Has it been worth the investment for last night?
It is.
There's a slight hesitation, Steve.
If you ask me from a business perspective and what's the bottom line look like, then definitely not. But for the reason you do it, I tried to say to the crowd last night, it's to see, you know, all those people there enjoying the sport, young and old, male and female. You know, it's brilliant, and that's really what it's all about. And everybody plays sport for, you know, the fun of it and the healthy side of it. But reality, you want to win, and you want to have occasions like that so you can talk about it in years to come. And so it is. It's a priceless thing, really, to get that sort of satisfaction from nights like last night.
When the dust settles today, Stephen, or that the head clears, is it going to be a case of, phew, we've done it, we're in the Premiership, or, oh my God, we're in the Premiership, now the hard work starts?
The former, really, because we've been building for this for some time. It's not something that's crept up on us. We've always believed we would get ourselves back into the Premiership. We set ourselves a plan. And we've been building to it. So we've gradually recruited every year to bring in players and to bring on players who have Premiership quality, and that continues. I mean, we are at a disadvantage because we're coming to the party late in the day, and that's the problem for any club that's promoted. But we think we've got a good squad of players in place. We need to, as any club needs to do, add to that squad, get perhaps more quality in different areas. But it's a building process. It's going to be difficult next year. Don't let's run away from that fact. There's going to be some very tough games. There's going to be some tough moments for us all. But, we're looking forward to it. That's the point. And we're going to give it our best shot. And, success next year will be to sit in the Premiership at the end of the next season and building for the following season and beyond.
Stephen, as a lifelong Bristol Rugby fan, I've just got to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing what you've done and for what I think I heard there was opening your chequebook for next season.
Well, on both counts, thank you. I live in Guernsey now, but I grew up in this part of the world. I played sport in this part of the world. I wanted to be on the map, and Bristol Rugby is definitely back on the map now. We're getting lots of messages this morning from all around the rugby world saying, "Well done, and thank you. Looking forward to playing you next season." It's really rewarding, and it's as I said last night. I mean, I have to be honest, I've been kissed by so many fellas in all my life. we must do it again.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Steve.
We'd all had a drink.
Well, the other thing that we have to talk about is Ashton Gate Stadium, which is just an immense place to be. And last night, with 16,084 people in it, it was amazing. But imagine what it's now going to be like once that West Stand is open. It must be a very proud moment to see the meteoric rise of Ashton Gate.
Well, I mean, Ashton Gate held a lot of members before we started to be doing it. But, you know, when I look at it now, we're in a different league. Mm. The ground is modern. I think it's welcoming to all parties. It means that anybody that wants to come and watch sport can do so with ease, and know they're going to get a good value for money when they come there. That is a very rewarding factor. And you know, Bristol Rugby going up into the Premiership and the games we're talking about, that's what we need to make sure we fill that stadium. And the plan is coming together, which is very satisfying.
Very good. Well, listen, I'm sure you're going to be talking lots today about Bristol's favourite rugby team. Thank you very much for getting up early with that hangover. Last time I saw Steve, by the way, bottle of champagne in one hand, lady on the other. Oh, it's like, you know, it was like some scene out of the 1920s. It was amazing. It was a cracking night. And thank you very much for coming on this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stephen Lansdowne.
Thank you.